This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. An American Airlines flight was diverted to Boston's Logan International Airport tonight after a passenger tried to ignite an improvised explosive in his shoes. Other passengers and crew subdued the passenger, according to Tom Kinton, aviation director at Logan Airport. Kinton spoke earlier tonight at a news conference in Boston, which was carried by CNN.
We're told the flight attendants became alerted to a smell of sulfur, which is a match, and immediately took action when they saw what this individual was attempting to do, and literally tackled the individual and get into a wrestling match in an attempt to subdue and stop this action.
Joining me now is NPR Scott Horsley. Scott, what more can you tell us about this incident?
Well, it was American Airlines Flight 63. The plane was bound from Paris to Miami with 185 passengers on board and a crew of 12. While the plane was in flight, as you just heard, flight attendants noticed that a passenger was trying to light what turned out to be an improvised explosive in his shoe. The flight attendants and other passengers subdued the man. Doctors on board the plane apparently sedated him, and the plane landed safely in Boston. We're told that the man was carrying a British passport, which identifies him as Richard Reed. We're also told that the passport is suspect, and that may not be his real name.
Now, why was the plane diverted to Boston?
Well, by the time this was discovered, apparently the plane was too far away from Paris to simply turn around and go back to its point of origin. Boston was chosen as a destination because apparently they have the resources on hand to deal with a situation like that. The plane was met by fire crews and by a bomb squad. We also know that the plane was escorted into Boston's Logan Airport by two F-15 fighter jets. Military jets have been patrolling the skies over the U.S. ever since September 11th.
Now, it sounds almost outlandish. How serious was the danger posed by this passenger?
Well, the man's shoes have been sent to an FBI laboratory for analysis, but the Associated Press quotes a spokeswoman at the Massachusetts Port Authority who says the shoes contained a substance that is consistent with the explosive C4. That's an expensive and relatively hard to come by plastic explosive, which was also used in the terrorist attack on the USS Cole in Yemen. So a question, of course, is how the man was able to get on the plane with that explosive. Once again, here's Aviation Director Tom Kinton.
This is something, unfortunately, given the world where the real thing gets through, we obviously had actions taken on board that aircraft that appear to have prevented something very serious from occurring.
A lot of travelers are going to be very disturbed that somebody could have explosive materials on a plane anywhere in U.S. airspace.
Well, of course, this comes at a tough time, right in the middle of a busy holiday travel season.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.